Coming up on show 964, right-hand drive Tesla Model 3s will now come from China. That's just my speculation. Wild speculation, but I have a good reason. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus on the podcast today, Audi testing hooking up their EVs to the power grid. Why Tesla boasts their Model Y is the most safest SUV, and why Mustang Mach-Es are getting delayed. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, edition for what happened on Saturday, 16th of January. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story, so you haven't gotta. So that story about Mustangs getting delayed then, the first Ford Mustang Mach-E buyers are waiting just a little bit longer to get their hands on their new electric crossover. Ford confirmed a tip sent to Autoblog yesterday that some early deliveries have been delayed because of quality concerns, says Autoblog. A quote from Ford: as part of our commitment to delivering high-quality vehicles, we are conducting additional quality checks. Good. On several hundred Mustang Mach-E models built before dealer shipments started last month. End quote. That's Ford spokesman Emma Berg saying, as part of our quality process, we want to ensure they meet the quality our customers expect and deserve. We notified affected customers they may receive their Mustang Mach-E on a different timing than previously discussed. The team is working to expedite these vehicles, and we hope these customers receive them ahead of the targeted dates, providing there are no COVID-19 delays. So there you go. We don't exactly know why, but much like car companies have said, in the history of time, like, we can't quite get this right, but because it's for the customers. We want it to be just right for the customers. And I'm sure they do. So it sucks a little bit, but it's not a long delay. This is not, look, it's going to be 3-6 months. It just sounds like, I don't know. Sounds like somebody needs to tighten a nut or bolt somewhere and it's all going to be good. I don't know what that could possibly be. But if you are waiting for your Mustang Mach-E a little bit longer, maybe you've got yours already. I'd love to know, by the way. Not seen one in the wild driving around yet. Not sure they've made any right-hand drive versions, which, of course, I would need to be for the UK market. But fingers crossed, I'll see one soon in the flesh. That'd be lovely. Right, let's move on. Audi next, plugging their cars into the power grid. And what good can EVs do for the grid? Well, together with the company called GISA, Audi is testing a grid-serving charging in a German city of Chemnitz. Specifically, they have created an overload scenario in the local power grid and tested the use of a smart meter as a gateway, says Electrive. The research project with the Audi e-trons is dealing with that scenario in a street supplied by a local grid transformer, which obviously has a capacity. Several EVs are charging at the same time, all pulling high power. And to avoid overloading the grid, intelligent management of the charging processes is required in this situation. And that's really interesting. And it kind of lines up with a couple of things that I've read about. And actually, somebody who I message on Twitter in the sort of DMs, and I can't say who it is because I have a feeling in the past they've said, please don't say where I work. But he works for... I won't even say. He works in the energy industry for a very large company, and he listens to this podcast, and he filled me in once, and he was saying, look, the thing with EVs overpowering the grid, that myth that when everyone's got an EV, it's going to take the grid down, and it is a myth, that on national levels, we're pretty much sourced, certainly in the UK, national grid, at a national level, there is no problem. They can cope with everyone driving an EV, you know. Hopefully, if we all charge off peak, and people don't all turn up at the petrol station at the same time, so it's obvious we would all charge at different times. And on a local level, so street by street, so in my road, everyone could get an EV, it'll be fine. And he was saying, it's more about what happens, and I'm going to paraphrase and probably misquote horribly, it's kind of the middle areas. It's not those real local areas, but equally it's not the national infrastructures. It's kind of when you get halfway between that, there's some work needs doing to, in some places, upgrade the capability, upgrade those transformers, upgrade the ability to have lots of EVs charging at the same time. So that's, and I love all these kind of projects that are going on to work out, actually, can the chargers be smart enough? Is there, if we can't have smart chargers, can we have smart people? In other words, hitting us where it hurts and actually rewarding us where we like it. You wonder where I'm going with this now. It's all about incentivizing. And so I'm on a tariff that incentivizes me to charge overnight because it's just really expensive during the day between 4 and 7. I mean, ridiculously expensive between 4 and 7. Doesn't suit everyone. I'm with Octopus. If you want to have a look at the show notes. I always put my referral link in there, because if you move to Octopus and you're a friend of mine, then you get 50 quid off. 50 quid, like a month or two of some people's bills, 50 quid off. And then I get 50 quid as well to help run the podcast. But I put a thing on there for my friends who see the website and follow me on the podcast. If you are in the UK and you're going to move, just to let you know, I've got a referral code. It really helps me out. You can support the show. So yeah, I'm on a tariff that's really cheap. Not really, if it's not windy. But it reflects the grid pricing, so it's cheaper overnight. But between 4 and 7, I mean, heck, turn the lights off. You know, turn the TV off. Read a book. Put a jumper on. Is what I don't say to our child. Let's move on. The right-hand drive Tesla Model 3s will come from China was the headline I said at the beginning of the show, and that is most definitely not a fact, but it is simply my speculation. I've got good reasons, bear with me. Tesla has just updated today the design studio in the UK on the Model 3. Oh, and by the way, not for the Model Y. Model Y still says, coming one day. Fingers crossed. Don't get your hopes up. So we can't buy a Model Y here. Can't even order one. It just join the email list. The Model 3 is all we can buy. And S and X, obviously. And the design studio pictures show that wraparound dashboard change, that very slight trim change on the inside, which is showing in China. Uh-huh. Now, the US site isn't updated, and the left-hand drive European countries are not updated. So those updated cars that are made from China's Shanghai Gigafactory, the same pictures for what the interior looks like, which I thought, well, that's a no-brainer. That's going to roll its way round to all the cars just because of supply chains and parts bins and all those kind of things. Just because, you know, Tesla are ordering those bits of trim, you know, not by the bucket load, but by the hundreds of thousands load, right, with whoever their suppliers are. That's a big old contract. And so they'll just work their way through their previous contracts to supply the normal door bits. And then when they run out of that, or when the contract expires, they'll put the new door bits on. That's what I thought. But for some reason, only the UK and China has changed. So obviously we need right-hand drive cars here. We don't get many of those. They have to stop Fremont, retool, make a run of cars for us, stop Fremont, start again. As of recording, the change hasn't been applied to any other design studio apart from UK and China, and a couple of others I'll get onto. Whereas the left-hand drive European markets still show the old picture, which is weird. Anyway, that is my conspiracy theory about why the made-in-China Shanghai Model 3s will be coming to the UK from now on. Now, they could just be mid-update on the website. It could be that somebody got up to where it was Friday, 5 o'clock, and was like, hey, look at the time. I'm knocking off. See you on Monday. I'll do the rest when I get back to work. It could be that, right? But I'm sticking my neck out and saying right-hand drive Model 3s from now on are going to be coming from China. And, of course, that means Standard Range Plus, as you may or may not know, has a different type of battery pack. It uses a different chemistry, LFP, lithium iron phosphate. It is less performance than the batteries that go in the more expensive cars, which have cobalt in. But some say that unless they're very, very cold, the charging is more durable. You can charge to 100%. You are recommended to charge to 100% of these batteries, unlike other Tesla batteries, which even the most ardent fan would probably have to agree with me. You have to treat them with kid gloves. It doesn't brick the battery, but still, if I say to my wife, oh, you can't be charging more than 80%, and in an emergency, you could go to 90%. She'll be looking at me being like, what? Why is Tesla being, I just charge it to 100%. And I'm like, So that's why, you know, that conversation, if we had a Tesla, wouldn't go down very well. She'd be like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. It's just a weird thing. Just make 90, 100%. Anyway, you do with those batteries in the Standard Range Plus. Estimated delivery for that and the long range version, say February in the UK. Performance says May, but the performance, they all have the interior changes. So I think they would all be coming from China. What do you reckon? I'd love to know your thoughts. Let me also tell you about a new fleet of right-hand drive Model 3s spotted in the holding lot of Shanghai. The vehicles covered in protective wraps. They are being exported to foreign markets. According to Teslarati, Shanghai has the ambitious goal of making about 300,000 Model 3s this year, 100,000 of which will be for export. Together with the Model Y made in China, Shanghai will make about 500,000 vehicles, maybe more. Model 3 right-hand drive configuration with that wrapped interior, that wraparound dashboard, could suggest that those export vehicles will be on a boat any, or a ship, I suppose, any time now. The first batch of 7,000 made their way from China to the UK. To Europe last October. They were left-hand drives. And Tesla is ramping up production after the break. And the right-hand drive Model 3s also go to Australia, New Zealand and Japan. Now, the design studio for the Made in China Model 3 shows a delivery time of 2 to 12 weeks, depending on the country, says Tasmanian. It was noticed on Tesla's website that Australia, New Zealand and Japan have also changed their design studio with the new interior. So, right-hand drive markets, what do you reckon? All made in China from now on? Be very interesting to track the ships as well. Any more photos that get spotted? It'll mean as well, of course, that the mothership, which won't be forever if other gigafactories end up making more cars than Fremont, but for now, in California, it'll mean they haven't got to worry about pesky right-hand drive versions. They can just keep churning out the versions, the left-hand drive that most of the world drives. Oh, hey, talking of Tesla, and we've got some Tesla news today, by the way, that their financial results for Q4 and the full year 2020 are going to be on Wednesday, January 27th, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. It's always a late night for me as I listen to that and then try and make sense of it for you on the following day's podcast. They made about 180,000 vehicles in the last quarter and delivered just slightly more. Let's talk about the Model Y boasting the lowest rollover risk of an SUV. Tesla claims Model Y is the safest SUV ever tested by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for rollover risk. Now, NHTSA's assessment determined the Model Y has a rollover risk of 7.9%, the lowest of any SUV recorded by the organisation, according to Tesla's statement released earlier this week. The information doesn't appear to be available on the official website, though, and it's unclear whether Tesla was supposed to disclose that level of detail, which the agency normally wouldn't. Says Jalopnik, back in 2018, Elon Musk preemptively announced Tesla's Model 3 had the lowest probability of injury, citing some unpublished but upcoming NHTSA testing. Elon Musk was sent a cease and desist letter by the organisation. Of course, when you're the richest man in the world, you can probably get away with it. I mean, what are you going to do? Sue me. Let's move on. Tesla is liquidating Model S and Model X inventory. Tesla is informing employees to get rid of them. The S and the X, get shots. Don't want to see them anymore, please, by the end of the month. Does it mean a significant refresh is likely, says Electrek. Learning from sources, they say, familiar with the matter, that Tesla has instructed their employees to sell off S and X's. Tesla doesn't do New Year sales, but they do want to get rid of the S and the X inventory across all markets. They want to have no inventory by the end of the month. What does it mean? Well, you may remember over the last couple of weeks I've been saying, look, just because the S and the X line had a Christmas shutdown and the Twitterverse went mad saying, oh, it definitely means that a new version of the all-new Model S is coming. I was saying, look, I kind of smacked it down a bit and said, look, it doesn't. It just means they were down for Christmas and New Year and they've done some maintenance. But this story does change it slightly, if indeed they are. And we'll see. I've not seen any discounting happening. This is one story from Electrek. But I'll carry on looking. If I start to see, as the month goes on, more heavily discounted, and Tesla don't, it's like Apple, they don't do discounting. But if they do start to try and get rid of cars with incentives or even money off, I would be inclined to think that maybe there is a slight refresh of the S and the X coming. One more piece to this jigsaw puzzle. The lines haven't started yet. They were meant to start operating again from Monday, and they haven't. That is now a long, what is that, three-week shutdown. Plus, more than that. So as those lines are still closed in Fremont, as they're still not making S and X's, and they're running down the inventory, it would suggest they're making some sort of change. Now, again, people think this is the structural battery pack, the 4680 cells. I still highly doubt that, because they haven't perfected the cells from the pilot line. But there could be some sort of change coming. Other people think that Tesla have been looking at the competition. I mean, they don't really sell S and X's very much anymore. It's just, it's a footnote in the, compared to 3 and the Y in the sales charts. Some people thinking they're going to go ultra luxury with this and real go like real high end German, nice, real compete at the top end of the market. I don't know. It seems like that would be slightly against what they, you know, what they stand for. But I would personally love to see that, because I'd like to keep, I'd like those cars to stick around. They're fabulous cars. And if they could make them more premium, I do think that it would give the people who are probably now, who had bought Teslas because it was any car on the market, but now those people who are brand favourites with Mercedes-Benz, BMW, etc., you know, big Audis, who want a certain level of luxury and aren't so bothered about crazy face-melting performance, then maybe they're losing some, I don't know, some sales to the Jaguar I-Pace, etc. So we'll wait and see. I'd love to see them go super premium. I don't think they will, but we'll wait and see. So I'm wavering now. I'm back on the fence. Now let's finish off with talking about Tesla, perhaps looking for more solutions to try and enable better self-driving. According to an application with the FCC, Tesla's filed for a new type of millimeter wave radar. If you follow Tesla and Elon, you'll know that he has no plans to implement LiDAR, which is one of the most popular technologies that other car makers are putting in their cars. Elon Musk continues to insist that computer vision, supported by cameras and radar, is the way to go, and not LiDAR. According to Inside EVs, this application to the FCC, Tesla filed to use a new type of millimeter wave radar sensor. Now, currently, Teslas have a forward-facing radar, front of the car, and it's one of the many hardware components involved in the autopilot and full self-driving suite. So maybe this is required for more accuracy. Wait and see. And that is your podcast for today. Question of the week gets read out on Sundays, and this week it's about your favorite charging network. Well, there are 963 previous shows in the archive, wherever you get your podcasts from. And thank you very much to our, as always, dedicated Patreon fans and supporters. And I've got a new name, a couple of new names to read out on tomorrow's show. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com. and alohacharge.com. Also, Derek Riley at his EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, and Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs right here in the UK. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you soon. Remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.